Hello everyone, very welcome to Dialab Radio Series 2, Episode 9, 23-6. This time we're going to talk about bioluminescence and a new kind of luciferase that Dialab Team Japan has identified. Since the first cloning of luciferase gene involved in light emission from firefly, a diversity of luciferase genes have been reported, mainly from terrestrial organisms. I'm sure you know that a variety of luminescence animals are distributed on Earth. Some of them are terrestrial, many are marine, while only one species is known from freshwater. While terrestrial beetles basically use the same light emission system with D-luciferin as a substrate, the luminescence marine animals use various luciferins. We of course know of cypriden luciferin and dinoflagellate luciferin. The molecular mechanisms of underlying their light emission is not well understood. Recently, Dialab team identified a fireworm luciferase gene using unpurified luminescence mucus from Japanese species fireworm. The recombinant luciferase protein produced the same characteristic bluish-green emission peak as the wild fireworms. In this study, they focused on fireworm from Puerto Rico. The RNA sequencing and subsequent analysis identified 8 possible luciferase paralog, identified as PR1 to PR8, amongst which PR1 shows the highest expression level. The recombinant PR1 exhibited light-emitting activity in the presence of crude luciferin extract from the Japanese species. The emission spectrum of recombinant PR1 was similar to the crude extract of the native luciferase. The data strongly suggested that the Japanese fireworm and the Puerto Rican species share molecular mechanisms of bioluminescence through luciferin-luciferase reaction. For technical details, please Scientific Report 2019, Volume 22, page numbers 17-368. Bye for now. Bye-bye.